P News, I'm Ben Thomas. Midnight Mass in Bethlehem, where Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the leader of the Catholic Church in the Holy Land, told worshippers,
"Despite everything, we have to express joy, because Christmas is joy."
It was another somber Christmas Eve in Bethlehem, under the shadow of war in Gaza, Manger Square lacking its usual festive lights and crowds of tourists, while security forces arranged barriers near the Church of the Nativity, built atop the spot where Jesus is believed to have been born. Meantime, the Palestinian Health Ministry says at least 8 people were killed by Israeli military operations in the northern West Bank. The Israeli military said it opened fire after militants attacked soldiers. President-elect Trump says he'll vigorously pursue capital punishment once he takes office. This after President Biden commuted the sentences of 37 of the 40 prisoners on federal death row. Christmas Eve travel had a rough start when American Airlines grounded flights nationwide for about an hour. FlightAware reported more than 4,000 U.S. flights delayed for the day, 76 canceled. And Lisa Dwyer has a holiday homecoming.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present Monday morning when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia, after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted by family members bundled in coats and blankets. USS Cole Commander Matthew Falconberry told WVEC-TV that it's not often that a ship returns to home port so close to the holidays.
No one expects it when our return home port is so close to Christmas, so back just in time.
The guided missile destroyer returned home after being deployed for 224 days. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And President Biden signed a bill officially making the bald eagle the national bird. This is AP News. It sounds a bit like one of those holiday movies, but Julie Walker has the story of how Christmas saved a boomtown that had gone bust.
The scent of bratwurst and pretzels fills the air as horses clop down Main Street hauling a carriage full of tourists. Welcome to Leavenworth, Washington, the Christmas capital of the Pacific Northwest. Local leader Matt Cade says last year saw 3 million tourists.
You could say this town was lucky. But that's what they say about luck, is opportunity meeting up with preparation.
It was a boom town thanks to mining and a sawmill that went bust, then turned to tourism by turning into a Bavarian holiday village.
You have to prepare yourself to be lucky. These folks were prepared to do the commitment, to do what it took to create this Bavarian experience.
In the 60s, businesses built Bavarian-style buildings, stringing them with Christmas lights, and the town was reborn. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.